everybody knows everybody. Anybody not know anybody? So we won't do introductions. And do I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
I motion to approve the agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. At this time, we'll have the public comment from the audience about items not on the agenda that are of public interest and within the jurisdiction of the district. The committee has a policy of limiting speakers to not more than 3 minutes. The committee cannot take action on items not listed on the agenda. Public input may be offered on an agenda item when it comes up for discussion and or action. Is there any public comment?
Yeah, I have one. I seem to be at a loss to figure out what this committee does. It seems to have a cast of characters that changes and a mission that seems to change. So it would be nice to find out what the committee does, why it, you know, feels the need to spend as much staff time as it does on what it's doing.
Okay. Although we don't normally respond, I will. I think the committee is, first of all, it's changed its name to Hospital Lease Oversight Committee, and it's basically dealing with the lease. To any items that have to do with compliance with the lease. And so, for example, we're going to today be dealing with the hospital inspection, because that's part of the lease. About the shape of the building, things like that. And anything else that board members or anybody suggests are part of the lease that this committee that this committee should be looking into on behalf of the board and taking to the board, we're certainly open to that. But it has to be specifically relating to items that are in the lease.
What's the oversight then?
Compliance with the lease.
I see. So other than the physical condition of the building, what other hypothetical issues could the board possibly be looking at?
Well, there, again, if you look at the items on the lease, it talks about reporting capital. You help me.
Yeah, like
reporting the capital.
Yeah, you know, any of the like the insurances, any of the items that are in the lease that they report on or that the operator reports on annually. That sort of thing. So the items that are in the physical lease.
Licensure compliance, accreditation compliance, things like that.
Well, above and beyond the fact that the hospital gives you an annual report each year, which certifies all of those things, you really think it requires having a meeting any time of the year that, you know, that just the hospital just can't like submit the report and you say, you know what, I'm pretty happy with it?
Well,
every
quarter now we're doing an inspection, and some of us go on the inspection, and we are going to hear a report today and follow up on that, and then we will report to the board that the inspection has been done. Rather than wait and do it, you know, once every year or 2 years, we're doing it every quarter now to be on top of things, and that's what we've decided to do. But thank you for your input. Okay. Approval of the minutes from the last meeting. Were there any corrections to the minutes? Hearing none. Is there a move to approve?
I move to approve.
Second?
Second.
All approved, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. There it appears to be no old business, so we'll move on to the second quarter 2019 hospital inspection.
Thank you. Just to go back a little bit, we had our re-inspection, which was reported at the last meeting, and that was on April 12th. All of the items from the first inspection were completed, except for three that I carried over to the report that you have today. Working with Steve Ballard, Director of Facilities, the one item for the missing light fixture over the bed in 3433 should be taken care of today, and I will follow up with him to confirm that. Going into the inspection that we had last week on June 12th, the items that are listed here was in the Sinatra Education Center, One East, which is the Women Infant Center overflow area, One Central, Four East, Three East, Two East, and the East Tower Roof. The findings that came out of the inspection were all pretty minor, and I know Steve was working with his staff to try to get those taken care of right away. There possibly three items that could go a little longer. Two doors, one door on one east and another door on three east that'll probably need to be replaced, and sometimes just the door can take a little bit longer to get ordered. There was a bathroom floor in one central, and that possibly could take just a little longer to get the material in and the repairs completed. So those were the items that I had to report on. If anyone has any specific questions, Les was on the walk around too, and I don't know if you had any input on that.
It was really hot up on the roof. I did notice it again. I didn't go on the last one, so, and of course we went to a different area this time, but I know there have been issues of cleanliness and the floors specifically, and I actually commented that I thought they were doing a better job at the appearance of cleanliness. We can only go by the appearance of it. I know that the governing board we talked about last month have now initiated inspections and things like that on a more regular basis, and so that was nice to see. Otherwise, everything was open. I thought the other interesting thing was having been both a patient and visiting people in the hospital, it is nice sometimes to have a chair out in the hallway that you can sit in, especially when people are ambulating around the orthopedic thing and they need to sit down for a minute. But it's really against OSHPD rules, safety rules, within the 8 feet. So we found a lot of those chairs, and they're going to have to come up with some other way of dealing with them, either drop down chairs from the wall or something, but they can't be within the 8 feet. So that was something I didn't know about, and I thought was interesting. Chris, did you want to add anything? You were there.
No, I kind of echo that, because I had no idea that you could have those chairs out for the guests of patients to sit in the hallway.
Or even more importantly, the orthopedic patients walking around the lab, the little thing. They have to stop and sit.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, there are no chairs. There's not going to be any chairs anymore for them. So.
I had a question about the report in terms of the response. I see you've got some notes here from Sinatra 2 and 4. So the things that you wrote about in the first report, have they all been remedied?
Yes, all but those three items that you see from the first report, Sinatra 4, 3, and there were two items under Sinatra 2. And there's the reason that those will take a little bit longer is capital. Requisitions to get the funding for those, and then also the handrails will require Office of Statewide Health Planning and Development approval, which takes a little bit of time, and then again the capital and the acquisition and the installation. So
just for a missing end cap?
Unfortunately, there were some missing end caps, and they do not make that type of handrail anymore. So what the hospital plan is to replace probably the handrail on one floor and then use all of the attic stock, if you will, handrails and end caps to work on the getting the other floors prepared. So.
Okay.
It sounds pretty easy, just one little end cap, but they don't make that style anymore.
Sure. Did you physically go back to these floors and certain that they complied with our
issues? I did. That was on April 12th. I walked with Steve Ballard, and I put eyes on every one of the items that were noted.
Right.
That was noted on the inspection, and made sure that they were in compliance. Mm-hmm. And I will do that again with the at some point in time you know, Linda was just talking via text with Steve on the light fixture in 3433, which is that 1904 item that you referenced, and that's the one that he should be able to get fixed today. And again, I will double check that with my eyes.
Gotta wait for the patient to leave. The challenge is doing over it, light fixtures over the bed. Mm-hmm. Patient's still in the room.
I noticed it when we were looking at, I think it was Grossmont Hospital's the
quarterly report.
They actually had the last report with the comments showing that the work has been completed, or something like that. I think that would be helpful to us.
Yeah, that's a good point, because it would be good to have. I'm trying to think. I think you did supply that.
Yeah.
The other one.
This on.
Was that when you reported the last?
The reinspection. Yeah. I put that it was first reported on.
Yeah.
March 5th, and
was
completed on April 5th. And
okay.
So
great.
I can make a copy of this if you
would
like.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I missed it.
And then when they're satisfied, then they drop off the list. So these that are not satisfied yet remain until he has those.
So, for example, on these ones, they'll be when these are satisfied, we'll get a thing that say that it was satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So any of the new items from this inspection, so all the new items here, when you follow up to ensure that they've been completed, then you'll update them on a report in the response column that says that they're satisfied on X date, and then that will come in the next.
I think Carol's point is good, that we ought to, since we're going to be having quarterly reports, mm-hmm. the quarterly report should first summarize that what's been done for the previous one, including these are all satisfied, these three are still left to be done, and then these are the new findings from the new inspection.
And that's what we did. I think that part that's confusing right now is that we're going now to a quarterly.
Right.
And we did do, from the first inspection, the next month.
We did do
the update with all the items that were completed. Right. Those have dropped.
But now that we're going to a quarterly, in other words, the next meeting of this committee will probably be September, October.
Right.
The next report we receive will have whether those three items from the previous one have been completed, and then any of these new items have been completed, and the new inspection, whatever the next inspection does.
Right.
Which is when next inspection is?
We were talking about that. We'll get there in a minute, because there was some scheduling issues. Did we ever get it scheduled?
Well, we're working with...
Because
Dale is, I think you're out the second week of August through into September. So we're coordinating a date. It'll probably be the earlier part of August or the latter part of July. So.
And then we'll then report at the
September
meeting. Will Dale be back by the September 19th
this
or whatever that
June.
Meeting is?
I thought we were doing quarterly inspection.
We are. We just did in
July, August, September.
Well, we can't do September because he's going to be gone, so we'll probably do it August instead, a little early.
Okay.
Rather than late.
Yeah, I won't be around for August.
Would you prefer to wait till October then?
October 1st?
Whatever.
For late September?
Well, we could.
Why don't we wait? We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
All right, we'll look at it.
Andrea's good at doing that.
I have some questions. Are you done with your questions?
Do you have any more questions?
Oh, what was the date? June 12th was when this inspection... No, that's...
April 12th.
This inspection.
The correction.
The one we just did?
Yeah.
It was June 12th.
June 12th. Okay.
And I was there.
Okay, so July, August, September. 1st of October would be 3 months.
Yeah,
whatever, keep going.
We've just been trying to keep them in the quarter.
Got it.
But October takes it out, but that doesn't mean we can't be.
It'd be great if we could all be there, and of course Dale needs to be there. So.
Of course.
So we'll let you know when the next one is. Mm-hmm. And then the next committee meeting of this committee, unless there are other items that come up, will be after that.
Right. Okay.
permanent staff looks like at the hospital. If you have like 2 full-time staff, if you have painters on staff, if you, like, who takes care of this? There was a lot on this list versus like last time, and I think this section of the hospital is not the same size or has the same amount of X, Y, and Z's. But what does maintenance staff look like at the hospital?
Does Dale, maybe you can speak more than I do, but there's a whole team. I know we have 2 dedicated painters, and then multiple either engineers and or facility staff that is either on a routine preventive maintenance schedule for things that they're required to check, as well as then as the work orders come in, they're assigned and dispersed to address those based on their.
And probably on bigger projects, I'm just guessing, because there are a couple of big projects going on now with rewiring.
You bring in contractors.
They're seeing call lights and all that, they might bring in contract
yes.
people.
Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting because they had these Ziploc
the
columns because they're dealing with the negative pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got it so that it doesn't pull in stuff. It's very interesting how they're doing
mm-hmm.
it. And I presume that's probably contract work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But to answer roughly, there are 2 electricians, 2 HVAC or air conditioning, heating mechanics, 1 plumber. I think there's just 1 painter, unless he was able to get a second one that I know about. And then he has general maintenance guys that will do general repairs.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these items that were on the list were in places that people don't always go to as far as maintenance staff on a real routine basis, and it's always been a challenge in my mind to get general staff, housekeeping or nursing or you know, education center staff, just to call and say, you know, there's a broken ceiling tile, and
or there's a bug in that light
or there's
fixture.
A bug in that light, yeah. So
that's what some of these are, a bug in the light fixture. There also, there were at least 2 or 3 places, maybe, where the nurses had put boxes on the floor, and they're not allowed to do that. So, in a storage closet. So, that's 3 of those, I think, on here. And those have to be moved and documented that they are moved and stuff like that. Because when OSHPOT comes through, they're going to get dinged for things like that. Or somebody, is it JCHO or OSHPOT?
Or CMS, or
anybody.
There's a whole laundry list, as you know.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So who's the manager that takes care of like things like the boxes that are simple to do that we shouldn't have caught, that should have already been taken care of, the bugs and the light fixtures, before we even get there, before OSHPOT gets there, anyone else gets it? Do you have a manager that?
Well, as Dale said, number one, there's every person in the hospital has got to own that process. If I see something as I'm walking in the hall, there's spilled coffee, I'm calling EBS right there to say there's a safety issue in the hallway, and before you walk away, the goal is that you wait there or find something to pick it up. So every department in their own area of the hospital, whether it's patient care areas or not, should be responsive to reporting those issues if they can't fix them themselves. And then ultimately, through the work order system, it's under the facilities management department to ensure that all of those get deployed and addressed. But they're not doing daily walkthroughs in every nook and cranny of the hospital. The facility staff, maintenance staff, they're relying on a lot of us to be able to be those eyes and ears, so to speak, to recognize those concerns.
Okay, thank you.
And the reality is nurses know that there shouldn't be a box without it. You can put a little plastic grate, anything that keeps it off the floor, because it's a water issue, then the box will get wet, and depending on what's in it. So, you know, there's ways to stack those if they're off the floor on a certain type of material, just like 18 inches from a sprinkler. You know, that's another rule that you learn these things as you either prep for joint commission surveys or maintenance does do their departmental rounds. And there are leadership rounds and maintenance rounds. It's that reporting of real time as that priority, which is maybe another priority. So some of these are definitely, they're sloppy, and it's, we've communicated to the directors that are over these particular areas in terms of how do you communicate that forward and address and own your area. Yeah. Because that you're right. Why should you be looking at that when we see it every day? Yeah.
And my only other question question is, can we get an update on the elevators?
Yeah, actually, we will, I'll tell you what, we will get it today at the governing board meeting. But at the last governing board meeting, two of the ones that had been done were fixed. And I think there's just one more. The one that was broken when the fire department had to go in and make sure there was nobody in there when it got stuck, and it took a long time to do it. And then the one that was down is fixed. I don't know that there's any that's
not working now. I don't think there's anything not working now.
But, I'll confirm that later with the board.
And if I can have Michelle.
Would you mind sending me an
email? Of course not.
And I can also have Michelle next Tuesday at the board meeting to, as part of her CEO update.
That'd be great, actually. People in the community are
And it's public. And that's good. It's public. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Dale, do you see a pattern of you've been through the hospital inspections twice? Is there a pattern here, or are these just minor issues?
They are. I'm not really seeing a pattern. Again, there's just some minor. I mean, they are relatively minor. Some of the things, like the damage or the signs that soiled utility and clean linen signs that were just need to be replaced. I don't know that a surveyor would note those from Drug Commission or any other agency, but I think my charge is from an appearance standpoint to make sure that the hospital looks good, and so the signs that are kind of chipped up and missing letters and things like that, that's why those are on there. The I just go back to things like broken ceiling tiles or stained ceiling tiles or missing discussion rings. At some point in time, general hospital staff had to know about that, but like Linda said, it's kind of trying to get all of those general employees to call those things in when they come across them. Maintenance, I have no doubt, would be on them just in a matter of a day or less if they just get called on it. So, there was a leaking faucet in the education center men's restroom that somebody had been in there often, staff members, and no one called it in, I'm guessing. And so that's just where, education program
right.
And that's an opportunity, probably.
I know that when we did the inspection of in the East Tower, was that East Tower?
Sinatra.
Was it Sinatra the first?
You did
Sinatra.
Sinatra,
okay. I noticed that there were signs in the front of all the patient rooms, and it was something to do with nursing round, and they're supposed to check off or something that they've been there. And I asked about it because you could look around and see that hardly any had been checked. And I asked someone on the floor, and they said, well, they don't use those anymore. So I'm thinking that the public is going to walk in and see that nursing issues haven't been followed because there's signs are there that haven't, and it was on every patient room.
Really? Because now the signs are in the room, and they are.
They're being used.
They're not only being used for nurses when they round, but now housekeeping when they round and check off that they've been in every day, and things like that.
Okay.
So. I think we'd have to talk to the operational people more. Maybe you could ask that at the board meeting, because Steed and Mike will be there, and they could answer those questions, I think.
It's all part of leadership and how they round the park, right? You're referencing, I'm sure, the leadership and how they round the nurse hourly rounding.
And it was on the front of the patient.
They moved them on the inside now.
At least where we are, what we looked at, now there are new signs in front, basically with the falls risk. Remember the red signs, falls risk?
Mm-hmm.
So there's the room number, and then there's a slate that you can put in. And that's where they put in the falls risk or oxygen or whatever those signs are now going into this little slide thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there are no paper signs at all, so at least on the east wing.
Yeah.
The other thing that we heard during the inspection was that they're going to be changing their housekeeping contract.
Oh, okay. I've been asking about that every month.
Again, those are sort of operational issues that we can have Michelle address at the board meeting. But they just came up when we were going through it. Anything else?
No.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Are there, I'm actually going to turn to you, Chris. Are there items from the lease that, besides the inspection, that you think we should be calendaring in terms of reports to this committee?
Well, I think just as, you know, things come up, I mean, there's the annual compliance part, which is coming up probably in the next couple of months. We'll have the annual report from the operator for the next quarterly meeting, I would anticipate.
Okay.
You know, and then there's just other things that, you know, that might come up as extra topics, but from the compliance of the lease, the main one is the inspection.
Okay. And I would add to that list, when there are public LeapFrog or CMS reports, they ought to come here.
Right.
There just hasn't been one lately.
Right.
Are the public LeapFrog reports purview to the lease?
Compliance with the law.
Compliance with.
With what? Hospital safety is not a law. They run a one-star institution, and
okay. There's
nothing the lease says you can do about it.
Well,
why are we having this discussion?
I would like to have the report, and I think the board would be interested too, and the board has delegated that to us, so I would like to do that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we do get notices of any issues with the hospital, you know. Like when the elevator went down, or we always get something from Michelle that something is happening at the hospital and they're in the process of correcting it.
Right.
When it's done, we hear about it.
Well, and we can give a report from the governing board, but if the board or we, on behalf of the board, want to delve into something more deeply, this is the committee.
We can do that.
What's the basis upon your delving? What's the basis for the delving? In other words, and that seems to be, you're getting back to the oversight, and it seems to be relatively selective what you choose to look at. Is there a criteria for what you choose to look at?
The lease.
What we want to look at that we feel is lease compliant, about lease compliance.
And where does the LeapFrog report fit into that?
That they have to maintain a quality program and comply with all the quality reports that are being done, and we have a right to look at it that are public.
Well, of course, you have a right to look at it.
And we can talk about it. And rather than talk about it at the board meeting, we have more time to delve into it, to have explanations, to hear what's being done about it here.
So, in other words, this is something that you want to delve into and talk about that is not necessarily lease-related.
I believe it is lease-related. You can disagree, but I believe it's lease-related.
Okay.
All right. I think that's the end of the meeting. We're now adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.